It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, welcome to the Garden Show with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Floral and Greenhouse. And this morning, Dwayne is actually on vacation. He's taking time out of his vacation to do the garden show.
I always enjoy doing the garden show. So I'm up by Swan Lake, which is by Pengilly, Minnesota. That's by Hibbing.
Okay.
And, I've enjoyed the lake and the good company up there. We're visiting friends. My wife's high school friends are up here, so it's fun. And I put on, you know, our plants of the week and our questions of the week or concern of the week was all the plants up in northern Minnesota, all these trees, and there's all different kinds of trees, birch trees, ash trees, linden trees. It's unreal how many different types of trees there are, and it's really fun seeing them all. And it's a lot different than corn country.
Yep, a lot different.
It's a lot different, and yeah. It's good to change scenery. So, but vacation's coming right after the program. We're heading back to Madison-Dawson area, so we'll be at work tomorrow.
All right. Well, Dwayne, before we start the show here, let's open up our phone lines, as we always do. I know a lot of people have questions about their garden or their lawn, and so give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 with a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. You remain anonymous. We just put the question on the air, right, Dwayne?
Yeah, they can tell us their name, too.
Okay.
No big deal. And there's no such thing as a dumb question.
That's,
you know,
it.
We've been doing this for almost 30 years, and
you've heard everything.
Well, yeah, and if we haven't, you know, we'll research it and give you an answer next week.
Right. Well, Dwayne, since you're up north, what's the plant of the week?
Well, I kind of just talked about that a little bit. I think it's all the plants up in northern Minnesota. You know, us being coming from Grassland, USA, it's really fun to be up around the lakes and all the trees. And so, again, like I said, there's birch trees, there's oak trees, and all that type of stuff. And I sent you a picture, which we have online, and that's of dogbane, hey?
A what?
Dogbane.
Okay.
You see the picture? Did you look at that?
Yeah,
bug?
I posted it on our KLQP radio Facebook page.
It looks like it has little flowers, kind of whitey pink flowers. It looks like Lily of the Valley flowers, little bell flowers. And the reason that I picked that for the plant of the week is if you see it, but you can smell it. It's really, really fragrant. And it has a real sweet smell, like almost what we plant, alyssum. And so it's very fragrant. It'd be a great thing to, my wife Betty says, should be in a wedding bouquet because it's really fragrant and it's very pretty. So it's called dogbane. Look it up. It's a really pretty plant.
Okay. All right, so what's our horticultural issue that we're going to talk about?
I don't think it's an issue, but it's something that I'd like to draw people's attention to is Hort Night. You know, don't miss Hort Night at the University of Horticulture Night, okay? At the University of Minnesota Morris tonight. It starts at 4, it goes 4 to 8. You go through all the trial gardens. That means that companies have sent them all different types of plants or seeds, and they've grown them, and they've planted them out, and they you can see all the different varieties and see which ones do good in our area. It's a fantastic night, and they have speakers on different subjects. There's food there. There's booths for plants. It's a fun night out if you enjoy plants, and even if you don't, go up to Hort Night in Morris tonight at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a beautiful night for that, low humidity, and it's free, right?
It's free. You probably spend some money on food and plants, but that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
You need to do that anyway.
Right. Hey, yeah. So head on up to Morris tonight for that. You've been there many times, and you've even presented before, haven't you, Dwayne?
I've presented many times, and it's fun. It's so fun to be around people that have questions on plants and enjoy plants. So if you're a plant person, go up to Morris.
All right.
It's fun.
Yep. Before we get to our questions, the phone's ringing here at the studios. Once again, if you have any lawn or garden question for Dwayne, 598-7301. Dwayne, have you seen the state flower, the lady slipper?
I have not seen the lady slipper up here, but I have seen the lady slipper. It's a gorgeous plant. But, you know, if you see the lady slipper out in the wild, it's illegal to go dig it up.
Oh, okay.
So don't do that. You can buy lady slippers through the nursery trade. So... that's a cool and interesting plant. I have seen a lot of our state tree up here, though, the red pine, and that's all over up here, and a lot of fir trees, so it's fun.
The lady slipper, ain't that for more northern Minnesota? You don't ever see it in southern Minnesota, right?
We don't see it much in southern Minnesota because our soil type is wrong, okay? We have alkaline soils, and up here is more acetic soils, and they like the acetic soils. It seems like each day it rains a little bit up here, so it likes more moisture and it likes the shade a little bit, so it's more protected in northern Minnesota. So you're going to see lady slippers there, and it likes it drier than, or likes it wetter than what we have around Madison, Dawson.
Okay.
Some things that are going on in Madison, though, that are pretty exciting is that that the Grand Park we have started that. That's across, it's by the north of the Grand Theater in Madison, and we're going to make a pollinator garden out of that. That means they're going to be native plants that attract the insects and pollinators. So that'll be fun, and there's different workout areas there. There's a music section there. There's going to be picnic tables and a few trees in there, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah. I see they poured the sidewalk the other day, so.
The sidewalk, and they poured the cement areas in there, so now we're going to be putting the dirt back in there. I think we're going to put an irrigation system in there, and then we'll be planting the plants.
Yeah, can't wait to see it when it's done. It'll be great. It's a perfect place for that, too, on Main Street, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good place there. It'll be a place of interest. The other place in Madison is the biome park, and we're going to start planting trees over there and probably planting some more grasses and type of stuff and kind of bring some interest over there. And they're looking for donations there. I know, Paul, you donated a couple trees.
Yeah, I did. Yep.
Birch trees, so we're going to plant. We haven't planted those yet because last year we did a test plot there and planted three trees because they thought it was pretty bad soil there. And we planted those trees and dug in there, and we didn't hit any cement or anything. It was good dirt. So we're going to start this fall again and plant trees. So if you want to donate a tree, you can talk to Maynard on there. He's on that committee, or Carmen Fernholz, or you can talk to me.
Okay.
We're going to be planting Paul's trees out there.
There we go. Yeah, that's a great place for that, too. So. All right, Dwayne, the questions are coming in here fast and furious, so we better get going here. So,
yeah, we got a lot of questions. Most of them are on gardens.
Yep.
And well, I know we're running out of time, so maybe I can summarize some of those.
Okay.
A lot of them were on. If you want to read a couple, and then I'll go into that.
Well, this person has their tomato leaves. some of the leaves are turning yellow, and what's wrong with that?
You know, tomato problems right now is one of the main questions. Yellow leaves could be a number of things. From, you know, some of those leaves naturally, if a tomato plant has too many leaves, it'll slough off some leaves. So if it's just a few leaves on the inside, I'd say it's probably lack of sunshine. If your moisture is too wet, too dry, too wet, too dry, that'll cause some of that, and that'll cause a lot of other problems we'll get into in just a second. It could be a bug issue, not necessarily so much on tomatoes, but on other plants. If the leaves are turning yellow and you don't see any damage to the leaves besides the color, if you flip that leaf over, there might be little creatures on the bottom called mites. Or take a white piece of paper and stick under your leaves and then chap your leaves and put your glasses on, And if you see little creatures running on that paper, those are little mites. And mites suck the energy out of your plants. And they'll attack one plant and suck all the juices out of it and kill it. And then they'll move to another plant.
Okay.
So mites are bad right now. Mites are on a lot of things right now. And if you have plants, I would be spraying a miticide on those. If you see a lot of yellowing of leaves, or if you keep watering, and the plant doesn't react, say it's mites, and you should be spraying a miticide on that.
Okay. All right. Dwayne, why do tomatoes split?
They split, and also you have another question coming up is why do cabbage split? And that's definitely from too dry, too wet, too dry, too wet. Usually you go from dry to a lot of rain or a lot of, you watered it too much. But in the cabbage, it's too much water, and that water expands and it cracks the tomato, cracks the cabbage. In the tomato, it's too wet, too dry, too wet. So you should mulch your tomatoes with like straw, something like that. And you want to keep them evenly moist.
Okay.
The other thing on tomatoes at this time of the year is called blossom end rot, is that the end of the tomato turns black, and that's a nutritional deficiency, especially calcium and magnesium. So you need to use our earth element fertilizer and get that around the base of the plant, or you can actually buy a liquid and spray it onto your plant, or there's a commercial product called blossom end rot, which is a calcium product, and spray that on your tomatoes. So
okay.
Nutritional deficiency on the rotting at the end of the tomato.
All right. Dwayne, can we grow red bud trees in Madison? I think that's, I can't read Chris's writing there. Can we grow red bud trees in Madison?
One of my favorite trees. The answer is yes, definitely. There's a northern strain. That means that the seed source is from the northern area. So you want to get a Minnesota redbud tree, and they grow very well. It's a medium to small tree. Believe it or not, it has 5 buds in a row that are, they're not red, they're magenta color. So it looks like a little magenta color caterpillar crawling down your trees before the leaves form. And then after that's done, it forms heart-shaped leaves. Very pretty small featured tree. Gorgeous. Everybody should have 1, 2, or 3 of them.
All right, I'm going to run through these next questions quick here. We're running out of time.
I'll start my answers.
Flowering crab apples have blight. What can we do?
You want to spray fungonil on them. That's a fungicide, and it'll stop that.
Okay. Bean beetles. Problem with the string beans. Talk about that. What are bean beetles?
It's a beetle that's on there, and it's destroying your leaves, so it can't do photosynthesis, so it can't take energy and produce the bean. You need to, you can either dust that with 7 or spray it with 7, and that'll take care of your problem. And don't forget the fertilizer.
All right. Well, we're out of time with the Garden Show. We'll get to the questions that we didn't get to next week. So, Dwayne, you enjoy your vacation up there. And
see everybody at Horticulture Night tonight. 4 o'clock, Morris.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne.
Yep. Have a great day.
Yeah, Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Greenhouse with the Garden Show.